our fortune. We are so much unfortunate. Our husbands are totally at work. Husband of this Joe are so much cooperative, and our husband, when they listen about Krishna, they see Krishna, they listen about Krishna, a slightest smell of Krishna irritated them. They are so much against Krishna. Like Durmat, Govardhan, Abhimanyu, these all are husbands of gopis. They are deadly against of Krishna. And these dears are so much fortunate. Maharaj is saying, if husband and wife both are dedicated to Krishna, it's very fortunate house, very fortunate family. But Gopi says that our family is most unfortunate because our husbands are not allowed this thing. These Hirnya were grazing grass with their children and husbands. They were enjoying it. They were enjoying, they were loving their children. They were having loveful game with their husband and eating grass. But no sooner they heard the voice of Venu, of Krishna, they forgot everything. This is the intense of their love. They stopped eating grass. But to stop, talking of stopping, even the grass which was in their mouth, it remained in their mouth. They became totally stunned. They forgot their children, they forgot their husband. They started looking towards the voice of Venu. This is the real thing which happens when we love with Krishna. This happens in love with Krishna. Krishna Bhakti is like this. We should be very much aware of this fact. The moment Krishna Bhakti comes, one's attachment goes. And if we are cultivating bhakti and attachment is not going, that means bhakti, Krishna bhakti is not there. Love of gopis is very high. Bhakti of gopis are like this. They are not having any attachment. Whatever is said in Gita, man mana bhav. Maharaj said that if we see very closely, only gopis fit on this shloka. They are the most befitting devotees of this shloka. Gopis are seeing that these doves, deers with their children, they were eating. Eating is the most essential thing, and in fact in animals, their all efforts are to find out their eating thing. It is most essential thing. In family life also, eating and love for their children is the most essential thing of their total life. But no sooner they heard the voice of Venu, they left everything. They started running towards Krishna, keeping their grass in their mouth, even they did not eat it inside. Tab katha amrtam, Maharaj was explaining. It is a sort of Krishna's love. So, gopis are warning by this shloka here that if you want to love Krishna, if you have any attachment with your family life, then you should not come into Krishna's bhakti. Because Krishna bhakti is like this. And if one is doing bhakti and sadhana, then his state should be like this. Maharaj was explaining that our all efforts must be, our all renunciation must be for Krishna. And our all efforts must be for Krishna. Akhil bhovidyag or akhil chesta prayag. Akhil means totality. Our all efforts must be. And akhil bhogityag means we should give up our all sense gratification. But for whom? For Krishna. We are unable to do this thing. See these dears, they are doing like this. We cannot do this thing, we don't dare to do this thing. Our husbands are there, our mother-in-law is there. Forgetting them, we cannot go near to Krishna, so close and see Krishna. So we are most unfortunate. Better that we may die in this life. In gopi species, we cannot do it. Let's become animals like.
Yeah. लगता लगता ना हम लोग को वो क्या प्रेमें ऐसी पकी नहीं है कि पूरे बातें को नहीं कर रहे अपने प्रणायाम से कृष्ण को कर दिया क्या कर दिया कि काला हो गए क्या कर दिया बस इतना तो कुछ नहीं हो रहा बताओ
So Maharaj is speaking here the concluding part. Gopis are mad in love. When they speak, they are so much mad and in such a state that even they, when they start speaking, they cannot speak full sentence. When they see deer going near to Krishna, doe going near to Krishna, they find, they say that Krishna does. What happens to Krishna? They don't explain it fully. Krishna gets controlled, Krishna gets controlled by the love of this dog, they don't speak this sentence fully. They just murmur one word, that Krishna, it happens to Krishna. What happened to Krishna, they does not explain. But it means, what happened? Krishna gets controlled by dog. Now, there is a very important point where Maharaj is raising here. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, why gopis are saying this thing? Gopis are saying that these dogs are animals, unintelligent. Krishna played over flute, they came nearer to Krishna. With so much love, they are starting seeing Krishna. And Krishna is reciprocating in the same manner and getting controlled by their love. He is so much soft-hearted. He is so much benevolent. He is so much merciful that even these dear goes and loves him, he reciprocates. What to speak of us? We have got full hope that if we go in the similar way, he will reciprocate the same love to us. But oh, we are most unfortunate that we cannot do this, what these goes are doing. So, now Maharaj is saying, the concluding part, that in the state of sadhak, what is the line between in it? What is the sannam bonam? The most essential part of this is that when we are sadhak, even in the state of sadhak, we have to learn from this gopis that there should not be any attachment for our family life in our heart. If it exists, then we cannot progress in that. In order to progress in bhakti, we have to give up all attachments for our family life, for our material desires. Now gopis are seeing dog in such an intense love. Are they really in so much intense love? No. It is not possible, but gopis are in Mahabhava state. But at the same time, it is also not possible that dogs don't have any love for Krishna. They have love for Krishna. That is why they are going near to Krishna. But gopis are, from their own point of view and mood, exaggerating it according to their own mood. So Maharaj is saying, now we have to see our state. But gopis are saying that we are most unfortunate, let us die and become deer. They are situated on the highest platform of love and they are saying they are unfortunate and unable to love Krishna. And we, our state is that we have given up our house, we have come with the name that we will cultivate Krishna consciousness, but after coming with this aim, we are having all desires for our opulence, for our material gain, for our enjoyment. We get attached to, ladies get attached to see the male and male gets attached to the female. This attachment is in our heart. Then there is no hope and scope in Krishna consciousness. This attachment has to go. We have to analyze our situation. How it is possible that we should give up all these attachments? Only the way is that we should keep on thinking on these narrations of gopis or those who are in love with Krishna or those who are dedicated devotee of Krishna. We should keep on thinking and meditate upon them and thus our attachment will go and we can cultivate this.